Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyekan, how in the world did you just turn 20 already? Ha! Papa God, just look at you. Happy 20th birthday, Anyekan Obong. My tubby tub, my last born son. How amazing that I get to celebrate your 20th birthday with you, albeit so far away. I get to actually celebrate with you twice because it's your birthday here on this side, and it's not yet your birthday where you are. But at least I get to send this to you on your birthday Nigerian time, and then I will call you on your birthday your time. At that time, it's so funny, it's the same thing happened when I gave birth to you, and for a while Nigerian friends and family thought you were born on the 15th of November because that's what it was on their time. But on the time where I was having you, where I just had you, oh my goodness, it was still the 14th, and I cannot forget. Your birth was the one birth out of the three where I was all by myself. The first two I had family, you know, with me. But this one, I was by myself and just me and the nurses and the doctors. But guess what? Your birth was made all the more special because I knew I was going to be on my own. I think even going through that whole pregnancy was such a tumultuous time in my life. I wasn't really sure what was going on, whether I was going or was coming. So that was, I think, one of the times where I really had to bunker down into Christ and let him be my anchor. And so that in all of my foolishness or whatever that was going on, I wouldn't completely lose myself or lose my way. And I didn't, because on the 14th of November 2003, I gave birth to this scrumptious looking baby who looked totally Chinese. And thank God for my mother-in-law, who immediately said when she saw him herself the day later or 2 days later that this was exactly how your dad looked. People would have questioned me. And then of course there were no questions to ask because you were a complete replica of your dad. But that day, going into the birthing room and all of that, I still can see myself in my mind's eye now, strong in the spirit and just praying over the room, because I got there, I was alone by myself at first, and I prayed over every square inch, put my hands over what was there, the equipment, the curtains, the door. I spoke to the threshold that doctors and nurses coming over this threshold to help me will be helped by the Lord, da 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 da. I prayed. And I knew that even though physically it looked like I was there by myself, well, I really wasn't. And I still remember to this day the look on one of the nurses' faces when I think we had you, and then so they were having problems with the placenta. And they were rubbing my tummy. And I was saying to them, what do you need? Do you need me to do anything? What can I do? And they were looking at me, and I was like, who is this woman? This is somebody who had not taken anything for pain, had not had anything, and it's not like a badge of honor. If I had needed it, I definitely would have taken it, but I just go in knowing that I want to do this, and when I need help, I will need help. But I have never had the need for any of those aids, if you like. And I thank God it was costly, but it's painful, but it did not take too long. And even if it did, at the end of it, just looking down at your face. You've seen the picture so many times, so you know what I'm talking about. It made everything so worthwhile, and you were just everybody's darling. Because of the age gap and all of that, you have enjoyed the privileges of being the last born son to the max. And even till now, I think we still need to now start telling ourselves that yes, you may be the last born son, you may be the last born in the family, but you're definitely not a baby anymore. Come on, my word, my last born child is 20. Ha, I am you. But I give God my highest praise. Papa God, I thank you. I honor you. I thank you for counting me worth this privilege. I thank you for that. I always, when sometimes the mothering, parenting, when it becomes a bit much, you know, and I'm feeling it, one of the things I always say to myself that always gives me a second push is, you know, that your mom would have loved to go through this. She didn't have the opportunity. When she passed on, her oldest child had not even turned 18 yet. You are here. You have all your three children who have crossed that 18 threshold, which is kind of generally accepted as adulthood. So be grateful. And I found, and it's one thing I want to say to you, Anyeka, on this your 20th birthday, one of the greatest powers you can harness in this life is that ability to be grateful. Gratitude is an antidote to so many things, to anxiety. It's an antidote to fear. It's an antidote to confusion when you don't know what to do. If you can just thank God for how far He's brought you, thank God for life. Just find some room to thank God. Light always comes. My dear Tubby Top, where did that name come from, right? From my rounder days, which I'm trying to run away from. And you would say, oh, mommy, you're my chubby chub. And I would say, yes, you're my darling Tubby Top. And it kind of stuck. Well, thank you, Anyekan, for being the child that you've been. I think you've brought so much joy and laughter and bewilderment and entertainment. And just, you know, just made the journey, I think, for our family that much more fun because of your personality. You know, I know my children, we all have different kinds of senses of humor. And I enjoy each of your humor. But I think because I had you at home the longest, I really got to enjoy your humor, except when it started becoming dark. And as an African mother concerned, I rebuke that spirit of dark comedy or dark humor out of you even now, in Jesus Christ's name. But you know, one of the things I love the most about you is that from a young age, you've always been a caring, loving, sensitive young boy. I remember how caring and all you were when, I think the first time you saw me going through grief was when Grandpa Prof died. And you were how old then? 2014, 23, maybe you were like what? Eight or nine? I remember every second, the moment you woke up back from school or wherever, you would always come and check, mommy, are you okay? Are you crying? Don't cry. Are you crying? Don't cry. And if I was crying, you would wipe my tears. And you're still that person underneath all this macho man-ism. I think I'm blessed. I actually do have children who are quite sensitive. But everybody's growing up and learning how to, you know, to manage all of that so that it works out for good. I love that about you. I love your sense of humor. I love your love for old school music. I just love your love for music. I love that because I don't even know where that comes from. I mean, I love music. I love to dance, but you know, you love the the creative part of it, bringing the music out. You know, that is a gift that came with you from God. There's no doubt about it. In addition to your gift, how you're able to draw your drawings, I pray that's something that you will still look into at some point, even if it's just for pleasure. You know, there's so much on the inside of you, and I keep telling you all the time, and you're like, oh mommy, how do you know? Like, I know because I'm your mom. And as every mom would attest, God tells us stuff about our children, just the same way the angel Gabriel came and told Mary what Jesus was going to be, and she held those things to her chest. You know, the same way every mom that walks with God, we get this information, these downloads from God about our children, and they are the material that we pray with. And so even though it may look so preposterous to you and so out there, these are the visions for you that God has given me. And it's sometimes out of those visions, out of what I see in my heart, I share with you, you know, in your moments where you're anxious or when you're not sure. Like, forget what you see in the now. God has spoken great things about you, and where he's taking you to, you will get there, Anik, and in Jesus Christ's name, you will get there, because the word of God does not fall down to the ground. All you need to do as you go into this, your 20th year, you know, to rock it fully, to enjoy it fully, is, like I said, to stay grateful and to anchor yourself in Christ. Oh, my dear son, this one prayer point that I pray over and over over you and your older brother and sister. If you could just be anchored fully to Christ. This world will not be a straight line. No, I'm not promising that to be a bed of roses, but you would never, ever walk alone. Never, ever. My freshly minted 20-year-old, last-born son. The hand of God was upon you from before you were even formed. In my womb, right from there, in your substance, God had spoken great and mighty things concerning you, and I know that they will all come to pass in Jesus Christ's name. Just, you know, read your Bible, pray every day, love God, and let his love pour out from you. As much as you can, be at peace with all men. Laugh a lot. Enjoy the things that you love to do that don't make you go to bed with any regret. Caveat. Enjoy your relationships. Be adventurous. Stay in the now. The past is the past. Learn whatever lessons you need to learn from them and move on. The future is none of your business at the moment. Just know that whatever the future is, God has already gone ahead of you and is waiting for you. What matters, Anyekan, my love, is now. Now, and in this moment, you are 20 years old. You are alive. You are well. You are, according to me, your mommy, very easy on the eyes. I know you're rolling your eyes, or you just made a really terrible sound, and maybe even threw your phone away for a minute. But let truth be told. But all of that external stuff, while we look at it, we appreciate it. But what really matters is who you are on the inside. My love, be a man of character. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Let your word be your bond. If you can't do it, say you can't do it. Don't be wishy-washy. Stand by the things you believe. Be kind. It costs nothing. Always be respectful. Always be respectful. always be polite. Be clean, hygiene, you know, nice haircut, nice looking beard, clean skin, clean nails, nicely shaved underarms. Do not let your grandma catch you with hair under your underarms. Use your deodorant, use your perfume. Always present yourself the way you want to be addressed. Doesn't have to be expensive, it just has to be neat and sharp and clean. Happy birthday, Anea Kanobong, my favorite last born son. It's a pleasure being your mom from day one. It's been a pleasure being your mom, and I look forward to what adventures life has ahead of you. I'm just right here cheering you on. My heart is filled with so much love. And you know that you can always, always, always count on me. Count on your dad and your siblings and your wider family to always be there for you. You know that we're always praying for you. And today, my prayer is that you have a fantastic day and you enjoy it, thinking thankful thoughts and just resting in the love of God that will be expressed by everyone in the family over you on this beautiful 14th day of the 11th month of the year 2023. God bless you, my salt hook, the 3/3 of my reasons. I love you, Anekan. Have a fabulous birthday. I'm still going to do that thing that I said I was going to do. And you're still going to be shocked out of your boots. But don't worry. You'll not see me coming. You'll never see me coming. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Coming. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Happy birthday, darling. Talk to you later. When is the birthday on your side? Love you much. God bless you.